Welcome to the Bureau of Reclamation Great Plains Region Podcast. Federal public lands in the Great Plains region are remarkable for the many natural resources and diverse recreation opportunities they offer. From the vast wheat fields of northern Montana and North Dakota to the bayous and marshes of the Texas Gulf Coast, you could spend a lifetime experiencing outdoor adventures close to home. The region's 1.6 million acres, an area the size of Delaware, incorporates some 350,000 acres of surface water and 2,700 miles of shoreline. Some 14 million visitors come to the region's reservoirs each year to take advantage of the fantastic outdoor recreation possibilities, which include camping, boating, picnicking, hiking, and wildlife watching, as well as fishing and hunting. According to a recent national survey, 47% of all anglers and hunters use public lands. You might think with all that activity, things would be crowded, but according to Reclamation Outdoor Planner Scott Hettinger with the Dakotas Area's office, there's still plenty of elbow room to be found.
There's several acres. They're not very well known. They're not overcrowded. Reclamation has done extensive work on habitat development for wildlife, and that is for waterfowl, and like deer and pheasants, with wetland development and tree plantings. And most of our land is full of wildlife and not crowded.
Hettinger tells us about one of his favorite spots in the region.
We have Lone Tree WMA, which is 33,000 acres of nothing but wildlife habitat. It originally was purchased for a reservoir, and that did not get developed. But what we have is trees and native grass plantings and 25 to 30 food plots, and it's just a mecca for upland game, deer, moose, waterfowl. It's got to be one of the crown jewels on reclamation lands here in the Dakotas.
Another notable wildlife management area is the Freeze Out Lake WMA in Montana. The state is also home to the Beaverhead River below Clark Canyon Reservoir and the Bighorn River below Yellowtail Dam, both known as world-class blue ribbon trout streams. Hunting is often permitted on lands and waters administered by the Bureau of Reclamation. However, specific areas may be closed to all hunting or trapping, or there may be restrictions on some species during certain times of the year. Regional Outdoor Recreation Planner Steve Anderson explains that responsibility for lakes, river, infrastructure, and lands is shared among several federal, state, and local agencies.
While the Park Service and the Forest Service manage, you know, some of our reservoirs, most of the reservoirs in our region are managed by other governmental entities, namely state parks departments or the state fish and game departments, county park departments, city and water districts. So while we administer the lands, a lot of the recreation and resource management activities are managed by these other agencies.
Anderson tells us that before heading out for a day of fishing or hunting on federal lands, it's your responsibility to check up on the latest local regulations.
Within the states in our region, all the fishing, hunting, and boating rules and regulations are promulgated or made up by the state agencies. So if you come into our reservoir, a reservoir here in Montana, and go fish at, let's say, Canyon Ferry Reservoir, it's the same basic rules and regulations as you'd find on any other water body in the state. Now, having said that, some of our reservoirs might have some special exclusions or closures based upon the resources that are available there, health and safety issues, and so forth. And so it's always a good idea to not only check the state rules and regulations for hunting, fishing, boating, but also contact the entity that's managing the reservoir for us. And of course, if you're launching a boat, it's always a good idea to take a look at the display boards or the kiosks that might be located at the launch ramps.
Mike Nyhoff is area manager for the Glen Elder Wildlife Area in north central Kansas for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. He tells us that failure to check and follow rules and regulations regarding hunting and use of firearms can be expensive.
If you're caught without a hunting license, if you're a resident, it's a pretty good fee anyhow, probably $50 to $100 fine, and then court costs are $70 to $100 on top of that. If you're a non-resident, you're going to be under the same fines, but you're going to have to post your bond immediately at the courthouse or at a mailbox and mail in the cash, or you'll be taken to jail.
Anglers also need to ensure that they have the correct license in their possession before setting out for the day. In addition, a little common sense goes a long way toward avoiding situations that could lead to inconvenience or even tragedy.
Near the dam, especially near the outlet structures, you can have some pretty heavy outflows at times and pretty good currents going down through there. It's just not a good idea to be casting right in that area just with the possibility of slipping, falling in.
At many reservoirs, areas near dams and other infrastructure are marked as off-limits due to safety or security issues. And Nyhoff says ignoring those buoys and signs can net you a citation instead of a fish. But that still leaves many excellent fishing spots to try your luck.
Rocky points are generally one of the main areas, especially if you're trying for some white bass, stripers, maybe some walleye or crappie. Points are usually your best areas. The water drops off into a little bit deeper area, and the fish come out of the deeper water into the shallows to feed actively. So the closer you can get to where that has a drop-off, the better. Catfish and some of our other ones, especially early in the season when it's just warming up, are going to be looking for shallow water areas that warm up quickly and have a lot of food source.
An excellent resource for the latest information and tips for an enjoyable and successful hunting or fishing experience is one of the many concessionaires and marinas operating under contract on public lands and reservoirs, according to Steve Anderson.
Most of them are smaller, mom-and-pop type operations. They provide a lot of the opportunities or the facilities and services that the state parks or even reclamation can't provide in our campgrounds. Most of the time you're going to find the higher quality campsites and campgrounds in the concession with the full trailer hookups. They usually have a store. They might sell meals, a restaurant. They certainly have a lot of the fishing gear, hunting licenses, fishing licenses, gasoline, motor oil, diesel. So they provide a valuable service in that respect. And in some of our reservoirs, they might be the only presence at a particular period of time, somebody you can go to if you have an emergency.
Most of the 80 reservoirs in the Great Plains region were constructed in the early 1900s and the 1950s for water supply and power generation. However, recreation has become an important component at virtually every reservoir. They range from just 2 to more than 35,000 acres in size, with many offering a wide variety of recreation and facilities and services, including boat launch ramps and fish cleaning stations. Fishing is often classified as the number one recreation activity at most reservoirs. The most popular locations include Cheney Reservoir in Kansas, Canyon Ferry Reservoir in Montana, Calamus Reservoir in Nebraska, Pueblo Reservoir in Colorado, Hart Butte Reservoir in North Dakota, and Lake Thunderbird in Oklahoma. For more information on hunting, fishing, and other recreational uses of reclamation reservoirs and lands in the Great Plains region, go online to recreation.gov or www.usbr.gov/GP. This podcast was produced by Belongi Entertainment Enterprises for the Bureau of Reclamation, Great Plains Region, Office of Public Affairs. Reclamation, managing water in the West.